6:54, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning, I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. You know, it's been interesting to watch as Donald Trump has fired various people in the federal government, some inspector generals and some people at the FBI and what have you. And of course, people are just outraged. You know, retaliation is not firing someone. You get rid of them because you don't like the job they're doing. It's not consistent with your agenda. Retaliation would be prosecuting them, but we don't even get that anymore. And it's really funny to me. You remember the Keystone Pipeline? You've probably forgotten that, but you know, because it didn't affect you, so why would you have remembered it? But I remember it. The Keystone Pipeline. Remember that they were building it. It didn't drill for oil and it didn't frack. What it did was transport. Wow, I can't even say the word. Transport the resource down to the Gulf states where it could be refined. That's what it was going to do. And Joe Biden stopped it with a stroke of his pen and fired all those people who were working on it, who had very good paying jobs, and said, well, you know, you can go build solar panels for $15. Now, these were private sector people, and I get it, and we hate private sector people. We do. The government does. They make it hard as they possibly can for them to exist. But why was that okay? And when Donald Trump fires people in the government, somehow or another, he's taking a wrecking ball to the government. The government needs a wrecking ball. A metaphorical one, of course. Why don't we just say to them, well, you could go build solar panels for $15 an hour, as we told the Keystone Pipeline people. Why isn't that appropriate? Why isn't that okay? Why isn't that what we should do? I don't understand. Why are government jobs sacred jobs? You know, all the government jobs do is drive up the cost of government, which drives up your taxes. And I would say we've gotten a pretty rotten deal from the government over the last 50 years, a pretty rotten deal on that. Our taxes are higher. Our deficit is through the roof. Greatest deficit in world history. Greatest debt in world history. When I became 18 years old and got to vote for the first time, we're the world's greatest creditor nation. Now we're the world's, 45 years later, the world's greatest debtor nation. Greatest debtor nation. It's so crazy. So why, when government people get fired, do we get all upset about it and it's just a tragedy? But when Joe Biden got rid of thousands and thousands of people, when he ended the Keystone Pipeline with a stroke of the pen and then said, well, you could go build solar panels for $15, somehow that was okay. Somehow that was compassionate. I mean, I guess I just don't understand. But, you know, I'm a simple guy. And you probably don't remember Keystone Pipeline because it was 4 years ago and it didn't affect you, but it did affect a lot of people and it upset the Canadians, particularly my friend Barry, who is out in Alberta, Calgary, Alberta. Forgive me. I said it backwards, Barry. Forgive me. Yeah, we had a hard day getting in here with the snow. That's oil country out there. And they were hoping to ship that precious resource down to the Gulf so it could be refined and the American people and the Canadian people could benefit from it. And all those people that were working on the pipelines and building families and financial futures for themselves. Joe Biden killed it with a stroke of the pen and thousands of people lost their jobs. And he told them, well, why don't you go build solar panels for $15 an hour, some of which were making $75,000 a year. But Joe Biden, who never worked a day of private sector of his life, doesn't understand all this stuff. He doesn't understand the private sector. He never did, which is why he did everything he could to harm it. So why are we so upset when Trump is firing, not prosecuting, firing government employees for misbehavior, for using the government to enact their own personal agenda? Why are we upset about that? Why don't we just say to them, hey, guys, go get jobs building solar panels? Because over the weekend, people were all upset about it. I hope he fires a whole bunch of them. He did a very compassionate thing last week. He offered 2 million government workers a buyout. They could get paid until September with full benefits. But by the end of this week, February 6th, they have to agree to resign from their position. That was very compassionate. When you leave your job, do you get 9 or 10 months of pay plus benefits as a severance package? I suspect you probably don't. But they've never worked in the private sector, so they don't know what real work is all about. So he was being compassionate, giving them time to transition so their lives weren't fully upheaval, even full of upheaval. I don't get why this is so sacred. I think we should get rid of government employees. They cost us a whole lot in taxes. And what are we getting for it? Well, we're getting people that don't want to show up for work, think they ought to be able to work from home, and we're getting an efficiency. I say let as many of them as we can go. We'll be right back. It's 8 a.m.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and the president admits
may have short-term some a little pain, and people understand that,